Answers Magazine, Volume 14.4, page 10. It started with Dad's 6-cent stamp. It was 1968, and my dad's insurance office was attached to our home. That was convenient for me, as a 7-year-old, because Dad had a ready supply of envelopes and 6-cent stamps, the cost of a first-class letter. That year, however, there was tremendous excitement about the space race. How I dreamed of walking on the moon. At school, the Weekly Reader kept me informed about it. At home, I often joined Dad in the living room to watch the evening news. Dad was deeply concerned about the soldiers in Vietnam, and I was mesmerized by the Apollo missions. On one of those evenings, I took a piece of notebook paper and sat in Dad's big office chair. I wrote out a simple letter and addressed an envelope to the place where they launched the rockets. That's it. No city, state, or zip. After I licked one of Dad's 6-cent stamps and stuck it on the front, I walked my little letter to the big corner mailbox. Somehow, I soon received a huge yellow envelope from NASA with a photo of 3 astronauts and information about their coming mission. I had some explaining to do to Dad and Mom, but they smiled and gave me permission to keep using those 6-cent stamps. Over the next couple years, I received scores of yellow envelopes, each one stuffed with excitement. One day, I even received a personal letter from the first American in space, Alan Shepard, signed by the legend himself. After the moon landings ended, I eventually became more interested in girls and cars. So when Mom was setting out items for a yard sale, I considered my box of space stuff and ultimately placed it on a table. A librarian from a nearby school was delighted by the $5 deal, but I've regretted selling it many times over. Now, with children and grandchildren of my own, I understand more about the things that matter most. My priceless records of America's moon missions were likely turned to ashes years ago, but as I read astronaut Barry Wilmore's article on page 44, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, I was reminded of all this, and filled with thanks that God's written record is not fleeting. Though it's amazing what a boy can dream up and what humans can do, the Bible reveals the plans and works of God, who created the moon. Dale Mason, publisher.